Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation. Hey everyone, it's me, Nate, from Mysteries of the Ohio Valley. This is episode 101, and it's going to kick off kind of a fun event, a fun couple of weeks for sure. We just got done talking about some pretty heavy stuff, so now we're going to change gears a little bit. And as you know, I've been making fiction podcasts for some time. They've had actually a fair amount of success, surprisingly, and I've decided to inject some more of that into this Mysteries of the Ohio Valley feed. We talked about the Forgotten Miner, a legend, an urban legend, a rural legend, really, more than anything. But I want to expand on that story, and it's all going to start where, of course, it always starts, for me at least, in the Ohio Valley, and that is with a horse race.
Horses are approaching the gate for Ohio Valley's featured 7th race, the Mystery Stakes, going 6 furlongs on the pristine Ohio Valley racetrack dirt. Heavy favorite in this race is the number 4 Kimbo Special, currently at 3-5 in the Parimutuel win pool. Number 5, Tom's Got Speed, second choice at 8-5, taking some respect for sure at the windows.
So, what do we need here?
Okay, we need either the 4 or the 5 to hit for this pick 4. We picked the right winner in race 4, 5, and 6, and now to close it, we need either of those two favorites to win, and we hit the pot.
Well, what's it paying?
Okay, hang on. Let me check my app. All right, we had 128 combinations on our $1 ticket, and we're looking at a $6,000 hit with Kimbo Special.
Which one is that?
That's the 4 horse, and with Tom's Got Speed, we're looking at an $8,400 payday. Bro, we've got this.
Well, that'll get us even on the year.
More than that, we're down, what, $4,000, $5,000? That'd get us over big time.
I can't believe we're down that much. We've been so close. I don't know, man. Should we hedge here? Put a win bet down on the 7?
Let me see. No. Rivoli ain't winning this.
Thoroughcrowd's been heating up, though, man. They've got some good horses.
We didn't come this far in the parlay to hedge in the final leg, right? Actually, you know what? Let me throw 100 down. He's 15 to 1, right? No! Dude, the betting's closed. We're too late.
Oh, Rivoli stumbled a bit out of
the gate. There
we go.
Good break.
Excellent start from the two favorites.
Good thing that bet didn't take on Rivoli.
And Tom's Got Speed. Sitting just off the early speed is Ambleside, tucked in toward the rail. El Deguayo to his outside, then a length back to Windmill Bob, fifth, and Bottle of Rouge, sixth. Rivoli is already a solid 8 lengths back and can see them all.
They're going pretty fast up front. Isn't that going to tire them out?
Bro, shut up.
That opening quarter
mile. Yeah, I mean, you're right.
Yes.
Slow down, you two. Sit on the lead.
The first quarter went in 21.32 seconds. The two favorites keep battling on the lead, but are being pressed harder now by Ambleside and El Deguayo, who keep right on their inside toward the rail. Falling back off that early pace is Windmill Bob. Bottle of Rouge has yet to show anything, and Rivoli starts putting in a bid, but still has a lot of work to do. They round the far turn, and it seems as if Ambleside and El Deguayo are both giving way. They head to the top of the stretch after the half mile went in a very quick 45.76 seconds.
Come on, four.
It's
come
still
on, five.
Kimbo
Let's
Special.
Go. Come on, four.
And Tom's Got
four,
Speed,
five,
both
four.
Neck and neck with just a furlong to
Get
go.
Him.
But a
Get
fresh
him.
Challenger approaches on the far outside toward the center of the
Hold
course
on,
as Rivoli
two.
Is picking up
come
rivals
on,
one by one.
Go.
Now fifth,
on.
Now fourth, now third. Rivoli is coming down the center of the track with a 16th of a mile to run, and he's got leg to burn. Kimbo Special and Tom's Got Speed are all out. Rivoli charging hard as Morales goes to the whip. Kimbo Special pokes the nose ahead, but needs more. Here's the wire. It's going to be desperately close. Oh, Rivoli. Wow.
Son
got up in
bitch.
Time to beat the two favorites, and he did it in style. The money sure missed out on this one. Rivoli, then a photo between Kimbo Special and Tom's Got Speed for second. Hold all tickets to the 7th race is official, but Rivoli, 15-1. Impressive. In the feature.
Dude, how did we miss that?
I am disgusted. Hold on. There's an objection.
Please note that there is an objection in the seventh race. The rider of number five, Tom's Got Speed, claiming a foul at the top of the stretch.
Dude, this could be huge.
Please also note that the claim of foul is against the rider of the number four, Kimbo Special, and this does not involve the winner of the seventh and featured race. Again, it does not involve the winner.
Why?
Look at the will pays. A 50-cent ticket pays out. Is that right?
A hell of a lot more than what we won on this race.
So what's the damage for the year now?
$4,500. It's not great.
It's official. Into the winner's circle is Rivoli.
Turn this off, 4-year-old please. Gelding.
No problem.
Welcome back to Channel 7 News. We'll start today with our top story coming out of Springtown, of all places.
Hey, that's right down the road.
Carrie West is on location with buried treasure. Is that right, Carrie?
Thank you, John, and it very well could be. I'm standing outside of one of the old strip mines near Springtown, where we're here to shoot our special, Hidden Treasures of the Ohio Valley. We're starting off our series by looking for the Phantom Quartz, a very rare and pretty valuable piece. We're going to dive into the history of this quartz, along with the story surrounding it. Was there a quarrel in the mine 100 years ago that led to bloodshed over this crystal? Be sure to check out our feature airing this Saturday morning at 9 to learn more.
Thanks, Carrie. Now over to Ignacio with the weather. Nacho, what's the weekend looking like, my man?
Hold on. Mute that.
What's up?
That Phantom Quartz, how much do you think that would sell for?
I like where this is going. Let me look that up.
Because, okay, you and I go caving and climbing all the time. We navigate way harder terrain than the mines. You ever go in there?
Yeah, I did a few years back. It wasn't easy to get into, but there's an old rusted gate that you can climb over. We also didn't really go that far in. Just was in the area and figured to have a look. Okay, I think I found the selling price.
Is it more or less than what that late pick four paid out?
Less. But get this. How much did you say that we were down on the year?
$4,500. Why?
This quartz, if the carat information is true, it is said to be worth around $4,500.
You're kidding, right?
I'm not. You can take a look.
Is this a sign?
I don't know if that's what I'd call it, but yeah, it's a nice coincidence, isn't it?
But we don't have much time, right? They're already there, and they're setting up their shots for the story, I'm sure.
Yeah, but there are plenty of entrances to the mine. We just have to pick one that they aren't already using. The tunnels are huge, though. There's a lot of places this could be. There are some pretty in-depth written stories about this online. It says that there was a fight over this between a few miners, resulting in three of them being killed. Two were pulled out of the mine, and one was never found, but presumed dead? Strange.
So, we're stealing this thing, right? I mean, could we get in trouble for this?
Maybe trespassing, but probably not. It isn't stealing if it's not owned by anyone, right?
Maybe the government owns it if it's in the mine, or the mining company still?
Screw them both. Let's get our gear.
Hell yes. I am calling in tomorrow.
Stoveleg Media. Igniting conversation. All right. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to that episode of Mysteries of the Ohio Valley. Big shout-outs to Brad, Cam, and Carrie for lending their voices to this project and doing it all on a fairly short notice. I may or may not have gotten a little bit behind in my recording schedule, so thanks to them for being flexible. And if you are interested in not gambling on horse racing, although it's a fun game if you do it responsibly, of course, if you want to get in on the ownership of horses, I got to give a shout-out. They're not even paying me for this. I would love to give a shout out to Thorough Crowd. I gave them a little mention earlier on because even though this is a totally fiction story, Rivoli is very, very real, and he's been winning a lot for us. He's won like four races, three of which in a row. It's really, really exciting to be in on the ownership level of horse racing. And you usually think when you think of owning a horse, like, yeah, it's going to be crazy expensive. You got to kind of be a millionaire or know a millionaire in order to get in. But at Thorough Crowd, they are fantastic at giving you an ownership experience without charging any kind of crazy markups, or they don't gouge you on fees like other places do. They're extremely, extremely affordable, and they're good at what they do. It's a small crowd, but the Thorough Crowd is a great place to be. I'm a part of it. I am a
pretty frequent owner with them, including owner of Rivoli. And it's a fantastic group. So if you do want to join up, make sure that you go to thoroughcrowd.com. That's thoroughcrowd.com. And hey, let's buy a horse. As always, I'm Nate Metz, and I'll catch y'all next time, later on, down the river.